vigilante justice. When the law fails to serve us, then we must serve as the law. Friends, you can abuse and oppress a people so long before they stand up and deal with the criminals themselves. And guess what? They are. Over and over again, we are seeing where the money making, the $64 billion a year injustice system in America is leaving off justice. In turn, it's giving no other option to the victims than to bring the justice that was failed to be delivered to them. We now live in a world where more compassion is shown to the criminals than the victims. What this really comes to is man making void the commandments of God in the keeping of his own tradition to make money, which works for nobody but the injustice system and the predators themselves. This is nothing more than a system of indulgence. Because the judges are soft on crime, the criminals then become emboldened and hardened criminals and respond by committing more crimes. Particularly speaking, pedophiles are now looking to normalize sex between adults and children. Yes, you heard me right. Which in fact is a felony in every state of our union. As a matter of fact, the criminal organization called North American Man-Boy Love Association, their slogan is sex before 8, before it's too late. And this you can see on display at gay pride parades across America today. I'd like to also point out that nowhere in Scripture can you find specifically the consequence of preying sexually upon a child. And why? It is because it was and is the unthinkable crime. However, the Bible does say, "You shall not afflict any fatherless child. If thou afflict him in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless." Scripture also tells us in Luke 17:2, "It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones." Also remember, friends, that the curses were in unison amened by the people, not the blessings, ensuring the full execution of the law by the people upon the head of the guilty, which is a mercy to the innocent. Now, with that said, what happens when people have had enough of the injustice in this and in other countries? Well, they have simply taken in hand what it is that the courts should have. Let's first address the church. The John Jay team reported that 10,667 people in the United States had made allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests, only to find that they then compensate the victims in an attempt to pay them off and then move the pedophiles to another parish so they can prey on a new set of victims. Now, the government and their conspiracy of silence. Conspiracy of Silence is a documentary that exposed the network of religious leaders and Washington politicians who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies. Many children suffered the indignity of wearing nothing but their underwear and a number displayed on a piece of cardboard hanging from their necks when being auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Toronto, and even Canada. At the last minute before airing, unknown congressmen threatened the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation if this documentary was aired. Almost immediately, unknown persons who ordered all copies destroyed purchased rights to the documentary. A copy of this documentary was furnished anonymously to former Nebraska state senator and attorney John DeCamp, who made it available to retired FBI agent Ted L. Gunderson. On Tuesday, May 3rd, 1994, the video Conspiracy of Silence was scheduled to air on the Discovery Channel. Influential members of Congress applied pressure to the cable industry to stop the airing of the program and to destroy all copies. It was already listed nationwide in the April 30th through May 6th edition of TV Guide and newspaper supplements. The Discovery Channel and Yorkshire Television were reimbursed for the quarter to $500,000 production cost. This is simply a program that they didn't want you to see. With that aside, let's now get to how it is that the people are dealing with these injustices. Dad publicly kills karate instructor who molested his son. March 16th, 19... God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
you
shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I want to get to it right away because, it's the fastest hour on national radio. It just truly is. It's the fastest hour on national radio, and you're not going to get away from that. You've all heard of this individual. I'm going to play this piece for you, and we're going to pick it up in just a little bit. We're going to go ahead and kill some topics in the meantime, in between the beginning and the end of the show today. But you've all heard of the wrong dad has now been called upon to respond to what a individual did to his daughter. And I told you that this was coming, and I knew what was going on. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about vigilante justice. I mean, we've seen the dad that publicly kills karate instructor who molested his son right on television, okay? We see teens kill pedophile priests by ramming a crucifix down their throats. Why are people standing up and doing this? Because they see the injustice taking place in the court system. That's why. We see cellmate kills child rapist, ex-cop for continually talking about raping a 9-year-old. He did it with a smile on his face. Again, vigilante is on the rise. Alaskan Jason Vukovic targeted pedophiles. So instead of actually hailing this man as a hero for standing up for child victims against those that made a prey of them, he gets 23 years in prison. I think it's getting to the point in this country, friends, where the courts have lost so much respect and we see it across the boards that people are just going to continuously take things in their own hands. And rightfully so, because either they're going to do their job by discovering the law that God gives and condemning the wicked for their crimes, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, or the people are going to do it. And by the way, they have every right in the world to do it. They have every God-given right in the world to do so. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and I want to play this video for you. I say this with a, I say this with a joy in my heart. I'm sorry that it had to take this this tragedy concerning this individual and what happened to his daughter for him to actually rise up. But folks, again, this is happening all across the United States of America. This guy's getting a lot of recognition right now and a lot of traction concerning the mainstream media because he means what he says. And I praise God for what this man means to say, because it seems that he's doing it. His name is Mr. Frederick, and he'll tell you the story. Again, I want you to listen carefully. Now, he does say an expletive, just giving a heads up to my radio friends out there, my affiliates. If we can go ahead and catch this expletive, he says it once, but I'll do my best to go ahead and talk over it, okay? Again, friends, check this out. This is a father whose daughter was murdered by a felon. Wait until you hear how many times and how many felonies he was responsible for.
Forced on her knees with her hands over her head, begging for her life, begging for her hero, her father, me, that couldn't be there. She was 5'3". She weighed 115 pounds. Bang! Dead. Gone. Why? Because Alexander Devontae Dickey, who was arrested 39 goddamn times.
39 times.
25 felonies.
25 felonies.
Was on the street.
There's your injustice system, Americans.
How good are we doing for our family? How good are you doing for your kids? He should have been in jail for over 140 years for all the crimes he committed.
Okay, so there's the problem right there. The American people have somehow or another in their heads that prison is the answer to the crimes that are being committed. That doesn't deter crimes, friends. It doesn't deter crimes. And if you look in scripture, by the way, what I did is right before the show is I looked, and I knew it wasn't there, but I just asked the question, where did the Lord appoint prison or a prison system as a justice upon those that violate his law? The Bible does, this is the answer, the Bible does not contain an instant where God appoints prison as a form of justice. Nope, that's all man-made. Sad to say, this individual, and I understand where he's coming from in the sense of wanting more justice, he said that the man that murdered his innocent daughter, pulled her out of bed, made her get on her knees, and he shoots her in the head for absolutely no reason. He said that that man should be in prison for at least 140 years. The Bible is clear that the man's life is 70 years, 80 in strength. So when we start talking three consecutive life sentences or two or one, folks, again, you're still not deterring the crime. It's just adding insult to injury. On top of the fact that the injustice system makes $64 billion a year. I said the injustice system, friends, because that's what it's premised on, injustice. And I'm going to show you more of this in the up and coming hour here, friends, concerning what is going on in your country. You all the well know that I've already highlighted this several times. I also parallel this to justice guards our liberty. And folks, Americans are having to stand up and bring about justice because, again, as I said earlier, the courts are not delivering up justice. It's a system of injustice. It's a system of slave labor. It's also a system that encourages, not only encourages, but also teaches young people how to commit the crime, okay? It went from thou shalt not to go ahead and do what thou wilt, which is the first scripture in the satanic Bible. That's where America is today. But again, there's righteous people that are standing up and saying no more. We're going to take things into our own hands because we're sick and tired of the corruption that we see within the courts, and we understand what it's all about. Now, with that, what I want to do is I also want you to bring your attention over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also letting you know that sonsoflibertyradio.com, within the next week, you're going to see a brand new page going up in transition. If it's not perfect, it's being perfected. We're combing through it right now. sonsoflibertyradio.com is who we are and what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 years in ministry. And as well, friends, check out beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Also go over to the phones. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. We are here to contend for the faith. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, folks, as I promise, what we're going to do is we're going to highlight some of the issues going on in the United States of America. I want to bring them to your attention because, again, for the most part, the mainstream media is completely just censoring them, concealing this information that's pertinent to the American people. I'm going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, KLKS, Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m., both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions in answer to the corruption that we are experiencing within the Capitol walls in Minnesota. The days of complaining about what so many tolerate must come to an end. Enough is enough. It's time for lawful justice. This will be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th. At 6 p.m.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The Book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with them, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does. And the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to, for the sake of time and sticking to the topic, I'm going to take this phone call. Do want to let you know if you want to call in again. It's a fast hour, folks. That's all I can tell you. 281-845-4704. We got Stacy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Stacy. What say you, my friend?
I want to thank you for keeping the pressure on. I feel like people are awake. That's part of the reason why we have people taking it into their own hands. They recognize that this is the hand of Satan and that there is a country that has, or not even a country, maybe it's a world, one world government that's infiltrated everything, and we're awake. And so the more we're awake and we talk about it, they cannot stand it. They hate it. They like to be in the secret, their little dark hole.
Yep.
And we are just exposing them to the light.
Amen.
They're roaches, they are.
Amen.
And we have to keep doing it. We have to pedal it to the metal.
Yeah.
So everybody knows who these wicked people are.
Yeah. Well, I think somebody just asked the question, you know, why aren't the churches talking about justice? By the way, it's the very heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. It's the very throne of God, Psalm 97, and the list goes on. He's known by the judgments that he executes, Psalm 9:16 and 17. It's because the professors don't know the word of God. They're hypocrites. They're not Christians. Again, read John 7:17 in contrast to the point that I'm making here. But you're exactly right. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired concerning the injustices that are taking place here. And it's interesting. They're losing credibility day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. It's interesting how soft they are on criminals. But if anybody dares stand up and justify the situation according to the word of God, I'll tell you what, that's where you're really going to see their teeth. That's really where you're going to see the injustices of the courts. And I'm talking about, namely, this individual out in Vigilante that went out and took it into his own hands to protect the children that were being violated. And his name is, I'm pulling it up right now, Alaskan Jason Vukovich. He targeted pedophiles. He got 23 years in prison for defending the children. It reminds me of what we're seeing in the American injustice system, even concerning the topic of the murder of children, which God hates, Proverbs 6:17, where when grandma stands in front of a young lady to save the baby in her womb, somehow or another, the injustice system in Washington, D.C. wants to make sure that they send the message that it will not be tolerated in any sense of the word to stand up, magnify the law that we're tearing down, say they, in stopping that little girl from making the choice to murder her own child. So we see a system that's completely upside down on its head. It's backwards, and people are taking a stand. And if I can say this too, Stacy, the Lord calls that an abomination in Proverbs 17:15, and it's exactly what it is. You have governments, instead of justifying the righteous and condemning the wicked, you see them doing just the exact opposite. They justify the wicked and they condemn the righteous, and people have had enough, and I praise God that people have had enough.
Oh, yes, and we're speaking out. Now I will be every day bringing up about the injustice to this man who is standing for the children in Alaska. I will get his name, and his name will go viral because people are going to keep saying, hey, 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 we're not putting up with this. He did the right thing. And these evil people of the globalist group are just pulling the strings and standing in front of us having so much fun, and it's time for us to say, no, no, no. We see you. We see what you're doing.
Amen.
And we'll have none of it.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for the call, Stacy. Hey, by the way, Stacy, we're going to be October 11th in Brainerd, Minnesota. Are you going to make the trip? Because we want standing room only. So we would ask that you'd bring your friends along with, because what we're going to do is we're going to have Walter Hudson and Senator Eric Lucero there Q&A-ing them concerning the response that we demand from our said representatives in enforcing the laws against the crimes of this governor and this attorney general in the state of Minnesota. So hopefully we're going to see you there. Again, that's going to be October 11th. It will be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota at 6 p.m. Jack's Bowl, Brainerd, Minnesota at 6 p.m. Again, we're looking for standing room only. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I wanted to show you, just kind of add something to what I highlighted yesterday. You all remember the fact that I highlighted the fact that we have none other than RFK Jr., who was sold out. He's a Zionist as well. He sold out, namely, the American people that he promised to represent. He's also one of those guys that talks about standing up and defending the family against big pharmaceutical companies. But on the other hand, he double talks. He goes out onto Fox News and he talks about how him and his whole family have been vaccinated. We also see, like, for example, and this is the point that I'm going to make really quick, is this is a meme, and I'm going to read it to you for the onliners, as well as my affiliates right now that don't see what's going on online, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. But it's a post by Robert Kennedy Jr. in 2023, and it shows his meme here, and it says, Donald Trump owns, listen carefully, Americans, gee whiz. I can't make this up. You just can't. This coming from RFK Jr. This is like J.D. Vance calling Donald Trump Adolf Hitler. And he had a vote for Hillary Clinton, and then he wins office, and then all of a sudden Donald Trump becomes the coolest thing since sliced bread. Well, same with Robert Kennedy Jr. here. Listen to what he said. Donald Trump, listen carefully, owns stock in Pfizer and J&J. Folks, that's a crime right there. Who bought fancy tickets to his inauguration and placed pharma shills high in his administration. That's how Washington works. It is not the exception, but the rule. It is a form of legalized bribery. Listen, it's not. There's nothing legal about robbery or bribery, friends, in any sense of the word. Yesterday, I'd played this. So that was him in 2023, Robert Kennedy Jr., and this is him just 2 days ago praising none other than Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer.
And by the way, I forgot to thank Albert Bourla. Albert and I have had
guess who's right behind him?
Antipathy and
Donald Trump, the little scoundrel, Donald Trump.
I have to say, his leadership in this took tremendous courage, and he really created a template for corporate responsibility for putting public health ahead of his individual
public health. Robert Kennedy says putting public health, making public health the priority. 30 million people murdered through this genocide. I mean, you really can't make this up. They're doing this right in the face of the people, and the people still don't understand it. That's what I don't understand. I want to highlight this really quick, too, because I know many people are trying to figure out. Thomas Massie said Representative Thomas Massie, the only one that allegedly doesn't have a handler from AIPAC, the Zionist modern-day Israel, the Rothschild Israel, in their control over our politicians and our country, said Mylakowski Netanyahu. That's what he's telling the world, that he runs President Trump and he runs the United States of America, namely the politicians. Absolutely, that's what's going on. But I want you to catch this, friends, because a lot of people are asking the question. Thomas Massie said he already had all of the votes to go ahead and mandatorily release the Epstein files. Did you all know that? Yeah, and now all of a sudden we're not hearing about it again. And this is why I told everybody to take it easy on cheerleading for Thomas Massie. Okay, Thomas Massie, who's been on the show before, you've already told us that you have the signatures. Now where's the release of the Epstein files? Okay, go ahead, check this out, folks.
Must expose them all. Every name, every connection, every monster behind the mask. In 2016, Donald Trump vowed to drain the swamp. In 2024, he doubled down, declaring the Epstein files would be released. Hollywood, royalty, Washington, no one would be spared. But now, he says there is no list, that Epstein committed suicide.
Nonsense.
Case closed. According to the latest DOJ and FBI memo, backed by Trump's own administration, Epstein's death is officially ruled a suicide. No client list, no leads, no investigation. Just like that, it's over. This wasn't supposed to be just a scandal. It was the rallying cry of the MAGA movement. Epstein represented everything Trump claimed to stand against. Elite corruption, untouchable pedophiles, the rot in high places. He made promises, retweeted memes, hinted at names. When I'm back in office, he said, I'll declassify everything. So what happened? This week, his base is livid. Influencers, podcasters, and researchers who champion the cause are asking hard questions. The same people who once shouted Epstein didn't kill himself are now silent, towing the line. Case closed.
Okay, so folks, I got a hard break here, but I'm going to come back. There's about 2 minutes left of this. You need to listen to this because the people in the country are not letting Epstein files go, friends, because Trump's names are all over the Epstein files. We're going to be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then,
This is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm just here giving you the information. You know, you guys can go ahead and dispute anything I have to say, but I'd love to have you call up and dispute it with me. Again, you say, "Well, Bradley, come on, man. I mean, how do you know this information?" I'm just revealing it. Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do, folks. And I'm just showing you the obvious, the fruit hanging on the corrupt tree. And that's exactly how we're supposed to judge them. Let me go back here, friends, and I'm going to go ahead and play the duration of this video. This is the Epstein issue, and they're trying to put it away, people are pushing back and saying, "Oh, no, you don't." And I want you to listen to how balanced this is concerning the information that I'm divulging right now.
Every name, every connection, every monster behind the mask.
In 2016, Donald Trump vowed to drain the swamp. In 2024, he doubled down, declaring the Epstein files would be released. Hollywood, royalty, Washington, no one would be spared. But now? He says there is no list, that Epstein committed suicide. Case closed.
We know that's a lie.
According to the latest DOJ and FBI memo, backed by Trump's own administration, Epstein's death is officially ruled a suicide. No client list, no leads, no investigation. Just like that, it's over. This wasn't supposed to be just a scandal. It was the rallying cry of the MAGA movement. Epstein represented everything Trump claimed to stand against. Elite corruption, untouchable pedophiles, the rot in high places. He made promises, retweeted memes, hinted at names. When I'm back in office, he said, I'll declassify everything. So what happened? This week, his base is livid. Influencers, podcasters, and researchers who champion the cause are asking hard questions. The same people who once shouted Epstein didn't kill himself are now silent, towing the line, case closed. Kash Patel, once demanding transparency, now heads the FBI and supports the memo. Dan Bongino echoes the narrative, nothing to see here. And Pam Bondi? She held a binder labeled Epstein Files Phase 1 and declared, the names will come out. Now she claims it was never official. Misunderstood, that the list never existed. So which is it? If the list was fake, why use it to rally millions? If it was real, why claim it's a myth? Some say Trump's name is on the list. Others believe he's using it as leverage, more valuable as a threat than a revelation, a chip to control allies, donors, leaders. And then comes the darkest theory, that it was never about truth, just manipulation. A tool to build a movement, not to expose evil. Ask yourself, why did Bondi say she had it? Why did Flynn, Patel, Bongino treat it like fact? Were they lying? Misled? Or did something change? The silence isn't just from Trump. It's across the MAGA media machine. The threads are gone, the memes deleted. And the message? Focus on the future. Stop living in the past. It's a distraction. But it makes no sense, because for years, we were told this was the smoking gun, linking Hollywood, finance, politics, media. Now that Trump's own administration has buried it, no one talks. This isn't just about Epstein. It's about trust, narratives, how quickly they shift. The memo was quietly released. No press conference, just a footnote. Then came the spin. Epstein acted alone. No client list. Footage inconclusive. It's settled. But the public isn't settling. Even loyal supporters feel betrayed. They built platforms around this case, dug through documents. Epstein died in federal custody under suspicious circumstances.
Nonsense.
Cameras glitched. Guards slept. Logs vanished. Maxwell was convicted of trafficking minors.
The video's playing right now, friends, listening to radio of him and Epstein hanging out together.
The deep state now says nothing more to investigate. Even if you believe the official story, the pattern is hard to ignore. Promises made, outrage generated, leverage gained, files sealed, truth buried, again and again. So what now?
This is what the people put up with, Americans.
Pretend it was hysteria? Or do we ask
anybody to support this
is
out of their mind, out of their senses, people?
When every insider changes their story at once, that's not coincidence. It's control. Whether through threat, blackmail, loyalty, or silence, something shifted. And if the man who campaigned on exposing corruption is now helping bury it, what does that say? Was Trump ever serious about revealing the truth? Or was it always a bargaining chip? Because the questions remain. Is he protecting someone? Is his name in the logs? Does he hold leverage over enemies? Or is there something darker? The silence grows louder. But the movement doesn't end just because its leader changed course.
Don't have leaders.
If anything, this is where the real investigation begins. The files may be sealed, the names redacted, the case declared closed, but the truth, it waits, always. So now we ask, did Trump protect the swamp he promised to drain? Or has he been part of it all along?
Exactly. And folks, that's where we're at right now. But again, this is the importance of social media. This is the importance of hearing the voice of other people outside of the mainstream media who means to suppress and to silence the opposition that they promulgate concerning their narrative, Micah 6:16. And again, it's just vitally important that we understand the importance, again, of free speech. They don't have a right to lie. We have a God-given right to tell the truth and to hold them accountable, putting it into perspective. I also wanted to bring up this, friends. I know that the people are becoming more aware of what's going on in the UK. I'm bringing it up again because there's more information coming out. You all the well know that in the UK right now, this pedophile prime minister basically came out and told the people of his country that either you go digital currency, in other words, go to a cashless society, put that up against Revelation 13, 17, or else you don't have a right to work. That's a good way to lose your life by a mob real quick. But he said it anyways. He's going to go ahead and test his little steel is what he's going to do. But I want to let you know, because I highlighted the fact that over here in America, Trump signed the Genius Act, right? And of course, he was the one responsible for it. We all know that, right? Put that up against Isaiah 14, starting verse 12. But what's interesting is people don't realize that it's bringing us to a digital currency. It's starting here. They're just testing it in smaller countries that they have a better chance at controlling. But the problem that they're having both in China and in the UK right now is the people are standing up and protesting it and resisting it. I want to say to my new followers, new watchers, new listeners right now, you need to understand that if they implement this digital currency, you're done with. That's not a joke. That's not far-fetched. I'm not bolstering the obviousness as to what's going on here. I also want to let people know that this is being committed against people on a worldwide basis by an oligarch. That means few that rule over many, okay? You have billions of people on the planet that are going to sit there and subject themselves to the like of a, oh, here he comes again. Just like I told you, here comes Billy Gates. Folks, if he's not committing the act of treason, putting himself in the place of a doctor or a representative and attacking the people concerning the vaccines that he profited off, concerning the genocide that he forecasted when he said, if we use vaccines and do a really good job, we can lower the world population. I told the people that if you don't deal with them, friends, he's going to be coming around the other side and doing it all over again. And guess what he's doing? Just like I said, if you don't deal with the corrupt, you encourage the corrupt and they breed themselves is what they do. So for those that are thinking that this is just happening in other countries, I want you to think again. You seen last week, Bill Gates, this madman, he's a criminal is what he is. He is sitting at the table with Donald Trump, praising one another. They're building the infrastructure right now along with Elon Musk to create that digital currency. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you, friends. Cross-check me the other way if you'd like to do that. Cross-check everything I'm telling you right now. But here we have Bill Gates talking about the digital currency here in America. Listen to this carefully.
Basic structure that starts with identity and bank accounts and payments is just foundational. And as part of this visit, I'm now seeing how that foundation is being built out in agriculture with profiles of farmers.
Profiles on all the farmers.
Okay, so folks, do you listen? They're basically weeding out their political opposition. And the obstacles that they're calling forth as those that they're profiling, remember, that's their political opposition.
Some advice. Built out with health records.
Everything that you have as a health record will be on your digital currency, and they'll also track you and hunt you down if you don't get your vaccinations. Okay, you better put the whole of what's going on here, friends, into context right before your face, lest it come to pass. Because if it does, as I said, you're going to wish you hadn't.
Bit of your health under scrutiny,
so that we can help people not only with infectious diseases, but the challenge that's coming in the future.
The challenge that's coming in the future. Isn't it amazing how these oligarchs can predict crises that are in front of us? Yeah, maybe it's because they're the ones responsible for creating the crisis. I bet.
With the growth of the non-communicable diseases being a huge thing. And that digital public infrastructure will help us.
Just like I told you, the public digital infrastructure, the media has you believing that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are at war with each other. No, nonsense, folks. It's just like WWE at its very worst once again. They're building an infrastructure system to basically accommodate this digital currency that they're attempting to bring about. For those that want a lawful answer to what's going on, you are the law in this country. You are the government in this country. These scoundrels in office are violating Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution. They have no business doing this. They're waste. There's folks, they're so far out of their scope of authority that it sounds foreign to us. And why does it sound foreign to us? Because it is foreign to us.
So what Bill Gates is saying, and the scariest part of this video to me, is that we're just a couple of days literally away from where Bill Gates was sitting at the left hand of Donald Trump, I believe.
Exactly, folks. You're being played like a deck of cards. And again, let me remind you of something, and I don't like it, and that's why I'm telling you. You're being lied to in a very, very big way. And how you're being played, it's on you, America, because you can't make up what the people think of the American people any longer. You become a byword. We'll be right back.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, so let me just lead to this. I want to show you where this is all going, and then I'm going to bring you to the point of I knew that this was coming, the wrong dad. You guys all know that in the United Kingdom right now, they've lost the country. They've been toppled by the illegal immigrants that have been treasonously allured into that country. This is why I stick to this point. because I'm trying to show you that you must hold your said representatives, your governors, your presidents, I don't care who they are, your mayors, the list goes on, accountable for illegally alluring the illegals into this country. So what happened in the UK doesn't happen here. All the mayors in the UK are Muslims. This is the history of these people, okay? I want to show you why. Because they have effeminate men. Okay, what they've done is they took the bait of the Zionist to go ahead and demoralize their people. Tell them it's okay for men to be with men and women to be with women and men to be with children and the list goes on and men to dress as women. Everything that the Lord God condemns, right? Deuteronomy 22:5, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Jude 1:7. Go back to Romans 1, start in verse 26 to the end of the chapter. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But I want to show you what's going on over there, friends, because this is, again, the importance. There's so many things I could talk about this and attack this issue. But again, look at the importance of free speech here, because going back to the UK, they have these effeminate men. Now, what are they doing? They're incriminating people that are speaking out against the crimes of the said representatives who should be held accountable for treason. Article 3, Section 3 here in America, what it is there, I don't know. But it's still treason there because it defines out to be the same thing. But if now anybody in the UK dares speak out against the illegals that they treasonously allured into their country and they post anything in the contrary, which would bring back any rebuttal to the guilty, guess what they're doing to them? I want you to see this. Here's another injustice, people. Beware, because they're trying to Europeanize America, and you're on track to do the same thing and end up in the same place. Oh, and friends, the UK, it's not over yet. It's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse. Leviticus 26, start in verse 15. Deuteronomy 28, start in verse 15. Go to 28:63 of Deuteronomy as well. To be more particular and more poignant concerning what the Lord said he would do to a people that disobey him. But check this out.
Response to a post questioning why you wrote, because they're over here, given life of Riley, off the tax us hard-working people earn, when it could be put to better
Look
use.
Look at this pansy.
Come over here with no work visa, no trade to their name, and sit down and doss, and then there's more people being
somebody
put out
posted
homeless each year.
They their resentment the of the illegals that have been brought into the country. That's it.
Housing.
And this femme,
you went on to say that
is
you
attacking
did not
a man for posting on Facebook
who quote rape our kids and get priority end quote.
That is the truth.
Although you said that you had no intention of carrying out any act of violence, there can be no doubt that you were inciting others to do so. Otherwise, why post?
Can you imagine this being your son? Embarrassing.
You expressed remorse, but by that time, it was too late.
See, he's reading, friends. He's told what to do.
For the offense of publishing written material, in order to stir up racial hatred, there are sentencing guidelines which I must and will follow. The maximum sentence is 7 years imprisonment.
No joke, friends.
In my judgment, this comes close to harm category one. However, for the purposes of this sentence, I will treat you as falling into category two, since there was no direct encouragement towards activity which threatens or endangers
This is coming
life.
To America if you don't put it to a stop,
however,
Americans.
You fall towards the top of category two. For a category 2A offence, the starting point is 2 years imprisonment with a range between 1 and 4 years.
Okay, so
custody.
this whatever you want to call this injustice, because he spoke out against the crimes of the illegals that the representatives treasonously allured in, because an individual in the UK spoke out against the crimes that were being committed against children in that country. This effeminate pansy right here, this injustice, this abomination, sentenced that man for 2 years for posting on Facebook what he thought about what was going on. I mean, that's pretty crazy. Okay. Hey, but Americans, don't worry about it. That's out of sight and out of mind here. That's never going to happen here. Oh, my goodness. Are you seeing what the police are saying now? And I'm not talking about a majority of them. I'm talking about a little lump or a little leaven, that leaven, that the whole lump that's tolerated by the people at large. Do you see what they're telling the people as to how to deal with criminals? If they were to break into their homes today in America, just lest you thought it was just going on in Europe or in the UK. I want you to listen to this. If someone breaks in to your home, I want you to listen to what this said individual told the people on September 3rd to do if an intruder breaks into your home. Just to show you, friends, what soft judges are encouraging. And somehow or another, those injustices feel that it's above them and it will never come back to them. No, this is a warning from the Lord once again, telling you every step of the way, this is what's going to continuously happen until you keep my commandments and my judgments and my statutes to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 51 verse 4, if you don't do that, this is what you're going to get.
In the event that you find yourself the victim of a home invasion,
listen,
we are urging citizens not to take matters into their own
hands. They're urging people not to take matters into their own hands. Listen to his resolve.
While we don't want homeowners to feel powerless, we urge you to call 911 and do everything you can to keep yourself and loved ones safe until police arrive, and be the best witness possible.
Can you believe this?
This could mean locking yourself in a room away from the perpetrators, hiding, fleeing the home, but don't engage unless absolutely necessary. In the unlikely event that you find yourself...
Can you make that up? That's the reason that you are a bearer of the Second Amendment, righteous, law-abiding Americans. Homeowners are now facing assault charges for attacking an armed burglar that broke into their apartment in the middle of the night. These are some sick-minded individuals. And I meant the word sick. They have been demoralized. They're completely backwards. See, they're being soft on the criminals. And guess what they're doing, friends? They're encouraging the criminals to do and to act out in such a fashion that he's prescribing. He's telling the victims, just hide in a closet. He's telling the victims to just hide. That's what he's doing. Flee your home if you have to.
He stood up with me on top of him.
Here, I want to show you what's going on in America.
Feet across the room.
Family speaks out after man released from prison. Murderer Ronald Extantis, 42, was released from prison early for good behavior.
And when I got to the top of the stairs, he attacked me. He came at me with a knife.
The night took a tragic turn with the loss of a life, his six-year-old son, Logan. Dean says immediately after Logan's death, he lost his will to live.
I laid in bed. I gave up. I gave up on life. I gave up on my family. I gave up on everybody. I just wanted to die.
Okay, I want to make clear that you understand what you're listening to right now is a father whose six-year-old son was killed by murderer Ronald Extantis, 42 years old, who's released early from prison for good behavior. You're listening to the victim's father, who is broken, who has no more desire to live anymore because of what happened to his six-year-old son by this murderer. Okay? But I want you to listen to his resolve.
In the years since, the family has done their best to cope, but mentions they are mentally and emotionally scarred. And they are hurt that Ronald Extantis will no longer be behind bars.
Everybody deserves a fighting chance to have justice. Them,
see,
I've had my talks with God, because I'm not afraid to tell you all. I told the court, if I ever cross paths with him, I will kill the man. I will kill him where he stands.
Okay, so folks, see, that's the sentiment of the American people. Now, before anybody says to themselves, he said kill. He didn't say murder. No, the murderer, Ronald Extantis, who killed the six-year-old boy, this father's son, he said, if I run into him, if I cross paths with him, I will kill him. Do you know that according to scripture, friends, that's justifiable? How come the courts aren't bringing forth this forth concerning justice? That's what they used to do in this country. I'm going to go over. Just hold up with me, friends. Signing off with my radio friends, I wanted to let you know tomorrow, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time, I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Again, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time on Saturdays. Hope to see you tomorrow. Okay, friends, we're off the radio. We used to hold up those that would commit the act of murder as examples by showing the rest of the people the consequence. It was also an exhibition of the mercy shown towards the innocent by the good government that was established in showing the people what they would not tolerate. So what they would do is to deter the crime. If somebody murdered somebody in this country, what they would do is they would publicly hang that individual that others also might fear. Okay? That's not the message given to young people today. I've highlighted this 15 different ways. Young people are now encouraged to commit the crime. That's all they have to do is turn on their television set. That's all they have to do is play their video games, because they're being taught how to commit the crime. And then once they go and commit the crime, because after all, government says three strikes and you're out, they're encouraging them to commit the act three times before they really mean what they say. In American, the American people put up with this. What do? They go out and do just that. They do just that. And then when they're thrown in jail, they don't care. They get three squares a day. They get to get free college all on your dime. You're paying for all of this. And then the injustice system makes $64 billion off the ignorance of the people that are paying for it. They're encouraged to do it, which then leads me to this individual. And again, I want to make clear that you understand that this daddy was one of those daddies that you didn't want to cross, but you touched his little girl, and he is going to make sure that the world knows that it's not going to happen again. But I'm going to go ahead and let him tell you that. This is him on Fox News. Listen carefully.
And I was enraged right along with you. First of all, I'm so sorry for the loss of your daughter. It is a heartbreak. I have a daughter about the same age, and you say that Logan's suspected killer, Alexander Dickey, was treated with more respect, seemed to have more rights than she did. What did you mean by that?
Well, I mean, if you take a look at his criminal resume, he's got 39 crimes, 25 felonies.
Can you make that up,
they
people?
They cared more about making sure he wasn't put in.
39 crimes, 25 felon. 25 felonies. That's who murdered his daughter. This is your injustice system. This, by the way, is how they do what they do and get away with it. Remember what the Lord said in Mark 7? He said to keep the commandments of the of man is to make void the commandments of God. Isn't that what we've done here? We've replaced God's law, and the consequence of violating his law, they're called statutes, how you deal with the criminal according to the laws that they've broken. Isn't that what we've done? We said yes to man in man's system, and we said no to God in his system. And look what we get. We get repeat criminals 39 times. And out of the 39 crimes that this criminal's been encouraged to commit by this injustice system, 25 of them were felonies. 25 of them. Are you understanding why people are standing up and saying no more? You can go ahead and say whatever you want to about me. But I'll tell you what, this is exactly the fruit that the Lord said would be born if we ignored his statutes. And people that have the audacity to sit back and say, what is wrong? What was that person thinking? I don't care what that person was thinking. I want that person to know what I'm thinking, right? Because we live our lives, American patriot Christians, first and foremost. We live our lives in such a way that the bad guys fear the good guys, not the other way around. Not the other way around. Hey, folks, you need to understand that predators, the first thing that they look for when it comes to kids is they look for the dad and the mom. That's the first thing they do. You also need to understand what predators look for is any sign of resistance. Is she armed? Can she fight back? See, you also live in a system in America today where your said representatives, even including this current administration, that's doing its best to disarm the law-abiding citizens from protecting themselves. And they're doing that, and I want you to contemplate this, new listeners, new viewers. I want you to contemplate what I'm going to tell you next. These said representatives that mean to disarm you from defending yourself from these criminals that they're raising up, because we know soft judges produce hardened criminals. That's exactly what they are. Consider, friends, that they have armed security detail encompassed around them themselves as they're writing out this unconstitutional criminal legislation. And it's not legislation, it's policy. And policy undermines the Constitution. I want to say this too, concerning guns. 94% of all mass shooters look for gun-free zones. It is, and I mean this with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, friends. For all of them people that have been murdered in gun-free zones, it would be wisdom on the part of the American people to round up every one of those politicians that created gun-free zones in the first place and hold them accountable for all of the people that have been murdered in those gun-free zones that they're responsible for creating. There's nothing constitutional about it. When it comes to the Constitution, when it comes to our Bill of Rights, again, for the new listeners, our Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment in this particular topic in which we're covering now, are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. They have zero business talking about removing the Second Amendment from law-abiding citizens. Here's another thought, people. How many times have you ever seen a politician come out after a mass shooting and talk about the justice and the consequence of the crime that's been committed concerning the perpetrator, the murderer? It's never that, is it? Nope, it's always, we have to do something about gun control. We have to accuse the innocent law-abiding Americans for the crimes of the guilty. This is how backwards these people are, Isaiah 5:20. And it's a crime against we the people. And again, remember, it doesn't apply to them. It applies to us peasants. Nonsense. Nonsense. The pedophile, treasonous communist Tim Walz is trying to implement more gun control after a shooting that took place 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago in Minneapolis here. And you know what's interesting, friends? There's yet to be found an eyewitness concerning the shooter. Now, you know, you got to ask yourself the question as to who is responsible for that, because the only eyewitness that we got was an individual that seen a tall man dressed in black start to shoot in a parking lot in Minneapolis. That's all we have. I'm friends with the man's wife that was the teacher in that classroom, and his daughter was in that classroom, and I had the audacity, friends, to call him up and ask him the question, is there any verification, confirmation of who the shooter was by eyewitnesses when the crime was being committed? He said he doesn't know. Isn't it amazing how they just mysteriously, they don't care about the facts. They don't care about the guilty party. They don't care about the fact that, friends, they attack law-abiding citizens. No, what they do is they create scenarios along with these three-letter agencies who are known for what? False flags attacks, so they can continuously bring up these agendas in furthering their purpose of disarming American people with eyewitnesses or without. It doesn't matter, because they know the people aren't going to pull the curtain back. They know the people aren't going to ask questions. And if they do, then the mainstream media will just ride right over the top of them concerning their narrative. Have you had enough, Americans? Have you had enough? Yep, I have too. Yep. Americans, some of you people, you act like they do what they do because it's lawful. No, it's not lawful. Every time a mass shooting takes place, they zero in on the law abiders, not the law breakers. I mean, look at that alleged shooting that took place in Tennessee just, what, a year and a half ago at that Christian school by a little girl that thought she was a boy, they say. It was the FBI that covered that up for a whole year, people. The same FBI that's giving you this nonsense concerning this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. But it's the same FBI, the same CIA, the same ATF, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And Americans want to sit back and be entertained by more questions, more speculations, rather than bringing the hammer down upon those that are responsible for the crime so it doesn't happen again. That's for the American people to bring about concerning the enforcement of law and bringing about justice. Because I don't know anybody that, going back to this assassination, this alleged assassination that took place a month ago, 3 weeks ago, I don't know anybody, honestly, I don't know of a one person that believes a thing that the FBI said about that alleged assassination. Too many holes. Way too many holes. It's the reoccurring theme, friends. You're being mocked. You're being laughed at. While they distract you from the new thing they're trying to implement, which runs in contrast to the Constitution. Again, anybody tired of this? I am too. Just like this dad right here, the father of Logan Federico. I'm going to play the rest of this, and this is going to be the end of the show, folks, but I'll tell you what, I want you to say this with me, if you don't mind. Justice guards our liberties. Without justice, we lose our liberties. And for every crime incurred upon the people, the government is right there, the corrupt in the halls of government that are tolerated by the American people. They're using it against you. They never let a good crisis go to waste. And every time there's a crisis, regardless if it was a red flag or if it was just a happening, they don't let it go. And every time, friends, who do they aim it at? They don't aim it at the lawbreaker. Pay attention. It's always aimed at the law abiders. That's backwards, Isaiah 5:20. Let's listen to the rest of Steve Federico and what he has to say concerning this criminal that murdered his daughter. 39 crimes, 29 felonies. And again, Fox News reported on this. There's several pieces on this, but I thought this one was probably pretty sound without air, and I wanted to basically introduce you to it because it's important, friends. I don't want this to happen to your family. I don't want this to happen to anybody in your family or your friends or your neighbors or your communities. We need to stop this.
Prison, then worrying about whether or not he was going to hurt somebody. His crimes escalated every time he committed a new one. I mean, he finally graduated to the jackpot and executed our daughter. I mean, we're still trying to hear from the South Carolina solicitor to see what he's going to do, whether or not he's going to seek the death penalty or not, which obviously it checks all the boxes that it does. But they're more concerned about keeping criminals out of the prisons and out of the institutions than they are putting them in there to try to rehabilitate them. You can't rehabilitate some of these guys. It's just impossible.
Yeah, folks, you don't rehabilitate them. You deal with them according to God's word. Because without it, there's no appeasement. And what you're doing is you're bringing innocent blood upon your land by not doing what the Lord told you. And by the way, the victims, when they see justice done upon those that violate them, there's an appeasement and there's a closure within the victim when they see that justice has been done according to the word of God. I don't think people ever consider that. That's why you see some of these victims and their families, what they do is they go on for decades, they go on for the rest of their lives, grieving because the criminal was never rightly judged. And that is a fact. Hey, folks, if we want to run counter against the living God, I'll tell you what. First of all, we're asking for exactly what we're going to get. We're going to reap what we sow, Galatians 6, 7, and 8. But those that want a war against him in this injustice system, it's not a war that you're going to win because it's a war that you've never won. And why people think that somehow or another they're going to get one over on the creator of heaven and earth, namely my Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, they got another thing coming because he is the one that gets the last word in. Because if you look at the word history and you put a dash in between his and story, that's exactly right. He always gets the final word. Let's do it his way, and let's fall to the blessings rather than the curses. Friends, love you by what we do. Check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to be on radio from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time tomorrow on national radio. Also wanted to let you know on Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, we do a church here every single Sunday, and we just love our church family, and I sincerely mean that. I wanted to highlight this really quick, too, if you don't mind. I want to share this with my social media friends. This, you guys all know who Phil Turney is, right? You guys know who Phil Turney is? Phil Turney is one of the soldiers that was on the USS Liberty that was deliberately attacked by Israel on June 8th, 1967. He said the two-hour attack killed 34 American soldiers and wounded 174. It was a false flag operation with the approval of President Johnson to create a world war to only blame it on Egypt. Do you know who did the attacking? Israel, the IDF. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but we are going to have him on next week. He sent me some gifts, and it was really sweet of him. I talked to him this morning. But we're going to have Phil Turney, who was on that ship, and it was he's the author of this documentary called Sacrificing Liberty, and he wants to give you a shout-out warning concerning what's going on with this current administration and its praise and its love affair with none other than modern-day Israel, because it is not the Israel of God, as I've said a thousand times. Folks, we need to be educated right now because too many people are being lied to, and I just hope those that are watching and listening that you care more about yourself, more about your country after your family first and foremost, right? Than most people do in this country that are just going along and listening to the mainstream media's narrative that they complain about 24/7. We're going to have Phil Turney on next week. Again, love you by what we do. Thank you for coming over. Please subscribe while you're here. And if you enjoyed the show today, if you learned anything from the show today, please give us a thumbs up and definitely subscribe and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you in